You are listening to the You Are Techie podcast, episode number 98.
Welcome to the You Are Techie podcast, where it's all about growing in your techiness so you can find the tech job of your dreams. And now your host, technology learning coach, Ellen Toomey.
Hey moms, are you trying to break into tech? Are you wondering what skills you really need to get hired? And how those skills can be worth $45 an hour? Not that $25 an hour you thought when you first started thinking about going back to work? If so, then the You Are Techie membership is for you. Our combination of courses, coaching, and community come with the mentor support you need to keep moving forward into your tech career. It's like no other membership available. We have the exact skills employers are looking for. You'll learn how to maximize your income with portfolio-ready skills that hiring managers are seeking, not to mention the steps you can skip so you don't find yourself down that endless tech learning rabbit hole. Join me as we walk you step-by-step through the getting hired process in tech. Sign up at youaretechie.com. That's youaretechie.com. I can't wait to see you in our membership.
Gretchen Wolnick is a project coordinator for an Agile team in North Carolina State's Digital Education and Learning Technology Applications Department. She specializes in assisting cross-functional teams with project management, prioritization, and timeline oversight. Gretchen's a mom of four. Her kids are ages 20, 18, 17, and 15. She returned to the workforce after 4 years of staying at home. And prior to being a stay-at-home mom, she worked as a health and wellness coach and a project manager for Rockland Contracting. She's an avid CrossFitter and leads an active life with her family, hiking, running, and traveling. Gretchen is a BA in sociology from the University of Massachusetts Amherst, and she is a certified Scrum Master and certified Scrum Product Owner. Gretchen, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Ellen.
I'm so excited to do this. I've been trying to talk you into this for a while. So Let's start off with just telling us about your career journey. How did you start out and how did you end up where you are now?
All right. Well, after I got my BA in sociology, my husband and I opened up a construction company in State College, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And while we were doing that, raising four kids under the age of five. Challenging. So we did that for about 8 years. And in 2008, when the housing market crashed, we had to pivot and make some major changes. So we went from building custom spec homes to doing remodeling and bathrooms, anything we could do to make changes. And then about a couple years later, we moved to Connecticut. My husband's father wasn't doing well, so we wanted to be closer to family. Mm-hmm. And when we moved up there, my kids were in four different schools.
Oh, my gosh.
Four? I have three schools and I'm losing my mind. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And actually, even prior to that, while we were still in State College, I did open and do health and wellness coaching. Mm-hmm. So I worked with families and children. And then, yes, we moved to Connecticut. And while we were there, I basically, my focus was just on helping the kids to adjust. And I was feeling really lonely being in a new area. So I started doing classes and looking into like project management and some tech stuff. After about 2 years, we realized the kids were not doing well. It was too much change. And we risked it and tried and made another change and moved to North Carolina.
Wow.
So again, I was trying to help them adjust. Here we are, no friends, trying to fit, like make everything work. And at that point, I was like, I knew I needed to get out and do something different. Mm-hmm. And I think it would have been good for the kids, too, to see me do that. So at that time, I actually found your group, You Are Techie, the meetup. So that was super exciting. And at the same time, I actually was at Wake Tech looking at doing a cybersecurity program.
Oh, I remember that. Yes, yes.
No, I remember sitting down at your first meetup with my cybersecurity program in front of me and basically, like, how can I do this? Asking you, what can you help me? And your words were, you don't need to learn more. Because I kept telling you, I just kept taking classes. I felt like nothing was enough. I had to keep learning and learning before I could even try to look for a job. Mm-hmm. And just the support from your group and meeting with different moms and just seeing everybody's different career paths, like, just kept encouraging me. And at that time, too, you kind of helped me start learning UX.
Mm-hmm.
So I started getting into that, going to all of the different events you offered.
Mm-hmm.
Kept giving me encouragement. So I kind of threw the cybersecurity to the side and focused on all the stuff that I was learning with you with UX. And a couple of the events you held at night where Jill Sanderson mm-hmm. and Aaron Parsons,
mm-hmm.
and they talked about their paths, being Scrum Master, I just could relate so well. I'm like,
yes,
a health and wellness coach. In my past, I'm like, this, I think this is a path for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up reaching out to, I think it was Erin at the time, and she recommended doing the Certified Scrum Master mm-hmm. certification. And to make a long story short, you and I had gone to another meetup, Agile Women's group.
Mm-hmm.
We 2 to 3 months after I got my certification and ended up in a group where we were all chatting, and I think there was 4 of us. And I connected with one of the women there. And when we were leaving, I said to her, if you have any positions open or if you know any, she worked for NC State, please keep me in mind.
Mm-hmm.
I reached out to her the next day again and just said, it was great meeting you. Mm-hmm. And a day or two later, she texted and said, or emailed me and said, I know if you're interested, but there's a position opening on my team. Would you like to interview? So that's my journey.
I love it. It's so fun to relive it. And I remember this. Okay, so 2 things. One, because I held live workshops back then, and you brought your daughter to at least 1, maybe 2.
Both my older daughters, because Caitlin now is at Wake Tech.
Yes. Oh, I love that. I mean, come on. That is the coolest thing ever. And then 2, I remember, I don't know if you were hedging on the meetup, but I remember saying, if you go to that meetup, I will go with you. And
yes.
I remember how nervous you were. And I got up and I was like, this is my student, Gretchen, and she's looking for a job and you should all hire her. And so they were like, oh. And the reason I said that is because when I returned, I went to 1 meetup and got hired from that 1 meetup. And that happened to you too. And so that's where, like, this thing of now I teach it all the time. I'm like, go to a meetup. Did you go to a meetup? How many? Because it's so effective because you connected. It was Lori, right? Is who you connected with.
Yes.
And you just liked each other, right?
And you're able to just chat. You're not interviewing, which is so nerve-wracking. You were able to just kind of get to know each other. Mm-hmm. And we did. Like, we all connected.
Mm-hmm.
So it's surreal. It's crazy. But yeah.
It is. It's so fun to look back at that. So the next question I have is about how you broke into tech. But I mean, really, that is the story. It was like, well, okay, were you pursuing UX? And then you were like, you know, I like this Agile stuff, but I'm going to be a Scrum Master. And then you went to the meetup. But so let me ask you this. So in breaking in, the meetup was fundamental. Like, when you were walking in there that night, did you think that you were ready to be hired?
Yeah, I was definitely. I mean, I knew deep inside I was ready, but I think I suffered from imposter syndrome. Mm-hmm. Like, I just was so, I don't know. I couldn't tell myself that and believe in myself enough to know I was qualified, but I did know it. Like,
it was both. It was like you knew you were ready, but you doubted how it would happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something. Okay, cool. All right. So do you have anything else to add on how you broke into tech? Is there anything else where you're like, yes, this is how I would say I broke into this field, which you're a project coordinator, but you're on an Agile team and your team does digital learning and technology. And so would you have anything to add on, like, how you broke into tech?
I mean, I just think, like I said, just the meetups and connections and networking is so important.
It is so important. Even if you're super not nervous about it, right? Like, it doesn't even matter if it's comfortable.
And when you get there, everybody is always so welcoming. It's just jumping over the hurdle and just getting there.
Yeah. And one thing, so one of my students I coached today, they were like, I went to a meetup, it was boring. Do you remember the meetup we went to? It wasn't super exciting. It was okay, but it was the people that were cool.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And just you, I think you feel supported and encouraged when you leave.
Right. Right. Okay. So you have 4 kids. There are 4 different schools. I don't know how that's specifically possible, but what role do you think, I mean, obviously motherhood play, it doesn't matter if you have a lot or a few kids, but most of us, motherhood impacts us. How do you think motherhood impacted your career decision?
Well, I mean, I feel like most moms, we do some form of project management constantly. Yes. So I love project management. I love organizing. I mean, I've been running schedules since they were teens, plus helping running our business. So it was a natural fit for me. One of the biggest things, though, was finding flexibility, because I have to still be a mom to them, but I wanted a career also. So,
yeah, that's awesome. And you've had some different flexibility in your schedule, right? Like you've worked like 30 hours and 40 hours and you've done different amounts, right?
Yeah. Yep. And it's awesome. I'm on a PM team of all women.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's been fantastic. Like we all can relate to each other. Mm-hmm. You understand when you get that phone call from school, you got to go pick up your kid. Everyone, we're on the same page.
I love that you said that, because I know a lot of my students, they're like, that's so scary. Like, but what if something happens to my kid?
That was my thought exactly for years.
Yes. I mean, yeah.
Even the other colleagues of ours who are male are very supportive too. It's a great environment. And I think coming from early 2000s, I mean, I don't feel like I had that feel then. You went into the field, you would have this flexibility. And that is what held me back too for a long time when I kept trying to learn and take new classes, because I'm like, I have to go in very advanced. I have to have tons of knowledge.
Yes. Yes. That's a great point.
Yeah. And I didn't realize that there is flexibility. Like you can have a job. You can be a mom too.
Right. I love that, because I know, I mean, most of the moms I know are super dedicated, but I'm just speaking about you and I. Like our kids are like really important to us. And like, we like hang out with our kids. We do things with our kids, you know? And so it's like, you don't want to feel like you're abandoning them for work, but yet you mentioned this, you're like, but I wanted to be an example of what they could do. And there's this like balance here, because you're like, wait, but they have, and you know, your kids are just a little bit older than mine, but they start to get to that middle school, high school age, and you're like, just a minute, they need to know what is possible and what I can, you know, what I can do in this world so that they have that example.
Yeah. And it was great for them to see, with us moving two different times, the challenges that I faced, and being able, when we moved, to be able to go out not knowing anybody and just being willing to try something new, meet new people, and get into something different. I think it was inspiring for them.
Yeah, that's super interesting. Okay. So you talk about, I want to jump a little bit, because you are a certified Scrum Master and a certified Scrum product owner. And I want you to just talk a little bit about, you know, what interested you in that? And like, what do you find rewarding in that? And keep in mind, somebody listening, you might be like, you know, when you hear the term Scrum, you're like, is this the rugby game? I mean, it really is like the language of tech, but it's, at first it sounds like a foreign language. So can you just kind of explain to people what Scrum is or what Agile is, and kind of what you're interested in it was in it?
So yeah, the team I'm on now, we do some of the Agile methodologies. Some examples are, we will run a weekly stand-up meeting. We also do, we call it iteration planning. So we will run like 8-week iterations. So we do some Scrum.
So explain to people what a stand-up is, because you're saying we do weekly. Some people do daily Scrum. Sometimes people do it 3 times a week. Daily stand-up. What is a stand-up? I can't even know what a stand-up is.
Yeah. So we basically, we use it for two different projects I'm on. And weekly, we just meet to see kind of where everybody's at, if there's any obstacles in their way, how we can help. And it's a quick 15-minute meeting.
Do you guys get it done in 15?
We do.
Okay. That's amazing, right? Yeah. That's amazing. Do you literally stand up? I mean, I don't know now because you're remote, but.
Okay. Yeah. We're remote. We don't stand up.
Okay. But I mean, it comes from that term where people would literally stand.
When we were in the office, we did. We stood up, and if someone sat down, we'd ask them to stand up.
Oh my gosh. Literally stand up. Oh my gosh. Okay. But I mean, it comes from the concept of it being a quick meeting.
Yeah. And it's so important. Actually, prior on one of the teams, prior to starting to do that, we would send email after email, get no response, like trying to get updates on projects. It was to the point where it was weeks out before we were getting anything accomplished. As soon as we switched over to doing this weekly meeting, It was amazing the difference we saw. 15 minutes, we were in, out, everybody got their updates. We knew if we needed to table something and have another conversation separate. It's been amazing.
Because I know organizations where, and I've experienced this, where like some can do it 5, 10, 15 minutes. Some it's like an hour, and then everyone dreads it because they're like, this is not quick. Do you guys, you said roadblock, do you have like three questions you ask, or do you not really? You do roadblock. What do you, how does that work?
Ours is, well, one of the teams is a little different. Okay. It's actually, we have a spreadsheet with, it's for programs and conferences for our center. And we have a spreadsheet where things come into it. We basically will get an update as to where they are. Like, are they in contract phase? Are they in discovery? Where the program and conference is? So it's a quick update on helping to move everything along the workflow.
Yeah. And that's a spreadsheet. So instead of like some people will use like a Trello board.
So actually next week we are moving to a Kanban board.
Oh, so a Kanban board. Okay.
Implementing that. So we're going to take everything and put it onto a Kanban board. We started because they were all new to Agile. So we wanted to start slow and we did it just the stand-up meeting. Now we're introducing the Kanban board next week. So
what will your, okay, so now you have to explain to people what a Kanban board is.
So in our, we are basically, let's see, I'm explaining this. Our Kanban board will have in it on the top or on the side, it'll have the names of the people.
Okay.
And then the top will have like in discovery, in our active, and then in contract and completed. So we will move the post-its. Everyone will have a bunch of post-its with the programs and conferences that are coming in. And we'll move it along as they move through the workflow. So we can visually see then when it's in contract or whose hands it's in.
And this is digital. Yes?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Because sometimes I've seen places like at Pendo here in Raleigh, they have like a board. I mean, well, you know, now it's COVID, so I don't know. But they would physically move post-its or physically move it. So your board. So what's the software? Is it?
And we use Lucidchart.
Oh, Lucidchart. Okay, got it.
And we do, it is little stickies, basically, and you move them along. So it does look like a regular board.
Yeah, it looks like a board. Okay, so you're using Lucidchart. That I named a technology Trello. People very also similar. Use that. Yeah, very similar. I think it's great that you're making the Lucidchart. I know people who don't like Trello. Like, you really have to organize it yourself, but you do with Lucidchart. I don't know if they have a template or something, but.
They do have a template you can use. Yeah. So you can just go and then you just add whatever columns you want, whatever swim lanes, you can customize it to whatever projects or what you're working on.
Right. Because for you guys, I mean, for this one, this is a project planning. So you're talking about the discovery phase and then you're going to have different status reports where if you're doing like project planning on software development, then you might have like smaller tasks. So it's like, it's in the queue. I'm working on it. It's done. I mean, that was pretty much what we had something similar, but so that's a little bit quicker where yours are a little bit longer.
Right. Yeah.
And you also talked about your agile phases being about 8 weeks, your sprint, which is maybe pretty normal. I mean, 6 is the average, but some people do it faster or slower. You do it 8. Yeah. 2. Right. Oh yeah. Oh, that's true. That's what I used to work. So I'm like 8, 6. Sorry. I'm thinking base camp. So you do 8 weeks for both of your projects that. Because you have two different ones, right?
Yeah, no, this is just one of the projects we do. That one, we really do follow a lot of Agile. We do the stand-up meetings, we call it iteration planning. We do the 8-week iterations. We do a retrospective at the end of 8 weeks so that we can find out what worked well for the team, what didn't work so well, so that we can help the next 8 weeks to flow well.
So when you say iteration planning, you mean like the sprint planning meeting?
Basically, yes.
Like all of it. Okay, what about demo? Is there a demo? Not really.
I think sometimes there is a meeting at the end to show, the work that was completed.
Okay.
That's not every, because some of these, the work will flow into the next iteration or next sprint.
Got it. So, right.
Yeah.
That's a lot of Agile. That's a lot. Okay. I think that was really helpful because, I mean, you're not doing software development. You're on a digital technology learning team, but I think this is a really important point. Agile is the language of technology. And yet, everywhere, all over, this is why Scrum Master certifications are blowing up, because people want to employ Agile. Because, I don't know, I think because it holds people accountable to what they've accomplished and what they haven't. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, and like I see, we do, there is a dev team that uses it, and I do sit on their stand-up meetings.
Oh, so, got it.
Thing, yeah, we use it for all different aspects of our department.
Does the dev team do the 8-week sprints or no?
They do, I think, more like 2 weeks. And theirs is a little, it's definitely run differently.
Right. Because you have to adjust it for the different project. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And okay, what do you find rewarding about Scrum or Agile? What do you like?
There's so many things. I love seeing at the end the work that we completed, the team being really happy with their work. Yeah. And they, because it's shorter, I feel like they get excited versus a project that's 6 months to a year.
Yes.
So they get to see what they've completed quicker.
I think that's really good. I think people can't stay motivated for 6 months. I mean, maybe there are people, but most of the people I know cannot. It's too long because you're like, it feels like you're just spinning, and you don't even know if you're making progress, if it's 6 weeks or a year. That's just like, I don't know.
Yeah, and 8 weeks goes pretty quickly. Like, it does go by pretty fast. And before you know, we're ready to start planning for the next sprint.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Okay. I love this question. Did you ever doubt yourself?
A million times. That's why I kept learning and learning and learning more, because I thought, I need to know everything. I have to go into this knowing everything.
I think that's why you're one of my favorite people to talk about this, because I think you're so inspirational. I mean, if I describe you, I'm like, she's this CrossFit mama 4, then you sound super intimidating, which is hilarious because I know you don't see yourself that way. But I think if you know, when you doubt yourself, you do it anyway. And I think that's really beautiful. And I think that was why I wanted to have you on the podcast too, is to say like, okay, just because you're doubting yourself doesn't mean you can't achieve the results that you want, you know?
Yeah. I mean, even though I was constantly doubting myself or wasn't believing, that's why I felt like having a support system was so huge. Mm-hmm. Having other moms that were going through similar paths, mm-hmm. to encourage each other. And, you know, coming to your meetup, like, you really helped us to believe in ourselves. Like,
oh, stop. That's sweet. Yeah. That's great.
So, yeah.
Well, I do think the meetup was really cool. So that, for those of you who are listening, we started this Raleigh-based meetup, and I have that all over the website and stuff, but not that everyone always knows it. But then I created, then I made the Facebook group so we could reach more people, which, do you know, that's almost 1,000 people now.
Yeah. And that's amazing too. That's very similar. The Facebook group also, I feel like, see, when I was part of that for a while, was extremely encouraging.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, and you mean the membership, right? So I'm talking about the free Facebook group, right? But you're in the membership, you get, yeah, our insiders. And then we have the podcast. So that's the other way I can yell at people and tell them they can do it. Which is why you're here. And then you can tell them
in such a nice way.
Right. Okay. So you've been interviewed. I would like to know, what are your favorite interview questions?
Okay. I don't like interviewing.
So you love interviewing so much. Okay. So you hate interviewing.
I hate interviewing.
Why do you hate interviewing?
It's nerve-wracking. Someone recently said, just think of it as a conversation. You are interviewing them just as much, yeah, as they're interviewing you. And that is one of the most helpful things I've heard.
Yeah.
But there's this feeling while you're being interviewed that you're not going to say the right thing. Or, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I overthink everything when I'm being interviewed.
Right.
That is why I think when we went to the meetup and I was able to meet Lori, just in conversation.
Yeah.
It flowed smoothly because there was no pressure.
That's such a great point, because what you were doing is building the relationship before you even went into the interview. So then it really was a conversation, as opposed to, okay, I'm in an interview, let's pretend it's a conversation. It's like, no, it actually was a conversation, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So even though you hate it, do you have a question?
Well, one question I like that sometimes they will ask is, what do you think your superpower is and how can that help to leverage? So I think for me, strength and endurance are kind of hours. And if you know, a project can be long or short. You don't know, you could run into obstacles, any issues, just being able to endure whatever is in front of you and have the strength, if it's a year project, to continue and fight through whatever you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that goes even to construction when we own our business. Like, so I feel like that has been a strength for me for a long time.
Yeah, that's great. I love that one. That's really good. Okay, what? So we talked a little bit about what your day-to-day looks like, I guess. So if you have anything to add on that, but what do you find most challenging about your job?
So originally, the most challenging thing was my commute. But
yeah, because you're at like some weird spot. Because, okay, just so you know, because my friends from California and New York are going to be like, what are you talking about? You live in Holly. But it was some weird spot that they were doing construction and then it was, right? Or no?
Yeah, I mean, it should take 20 minutes to get to work. And yeah. To an hour.
Right.
Which was stressful for me. So now that we've been remote, which I absolutely love, I think the most challenging thing for me is the tech language.
Ooh.
So one of the projects I'm on is the syllabus tool project at NC State. And when I first started on that project, some of the language they were using as I was trying to do project coordination for the project, I couldn't understand, and I have to constantly ask them, what was that?
Mm-hmm.
Can you repeat yourself?
Mm-hmm.
So that was a little bit of a struggle for me.
I like that you said that. So, but you would ask them about it. Now that same language, is it still hard to understand or do you get it?
It's definitely getting better, but I also realize I don't need to know the language.
Right. You only need to know the part that you need to coordinate it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I was trying, I think, too hard to understand every part of what they were doing.
Right.
And really understand every word they were saying. So now it's definitely gotten better and easier.
Yeah. Okay, that's super interesting. Okay, this is the final question. Can you believe it? I told you it wouldn't be so bad. Okay, what? And I'm super excited to ask you this because I want to know what you're going to say. Okay, what advice would you give to a mom who's considering a career in tech?
Well, first of all, believe in yourself, because that's all it really takes, is for you to believe in yourself, network, start to reach out to people that you know who, and just let them know you're looking for a job or you're interested in a certain type of career, and have conversations with people, because you never know who you're going to meet or who you're, you know. There's just many opportunities you don't realize are out there. And definitely try and join or go to as many meetups as you can. And especially now, there's so many virtual.
Yeah.
So it makes it easier.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, like, don't give up.
And don't give up. That's perfect. You're like, believe in yourself, go to meetups, don't give up. I love it. I think that's so important, because it seems almost like pretend when you're first starting, isn't it? It's like, I want a job. Can I have a job? So you're saying don't take a million courses. And
don't follow my mistakes and try and learn everything. I tried to learn the code. It was
dang.
Everything I could possibly do. So I had as much knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. I think that's really good advice. And
join your coaching group.
Yes, right. And join the You Are Techie coaching program. Absolutely. Hey, Gretchen, this was a lot of fun. I think you're amazing. I think you're inspiration to a lot of moms out there who are like, can I actually do this? Is it really possible? And I just think, yeah, that you are a great example of doing things when you are nervous and being amazing at what you do and believing in yourself, even if you feel doubt. So I'm so happy to have you on the podcast. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. And thank you for believing in me.
No problem. All right. We'll see you soon.
Hey, if you enjoyed listening to this podcast, you have to sign up for the You Are Techie email list. Imagine being in the tech job of your dreams. Join me to get the strategies, training, and never-ending support to get hired. Sign up at youaretechie.com. That's youaretechy.com. I'll see you next time.